Ladies and gentlemen, the show you're about to hear may contain a few bad words or bad ideas. That's just the way it is. Listener discretion is advised. This is Drifter in the Dark, broadcasting from the University of Manitoba in Winnipeg.
Drifter in the Dark, 101.5 UMFM. My name is Paul McAvoy, your host every Saturday, and I'm back. I didn't take another 2 weeks off. I was on last week, and now I'm back again. So happy Labor Day weekend, wherever you are, wherever you're listening. And to me, this is sort of the end of summer, pretty much nearing the end anyways. I'm not in school anymore, but I don't know. I know technically late September is the end of summer, but to me, really, when you got to this point, that was kind of it. Summer was over. So you get a bit of nice weather, but, you know, kids go back to school, that kind of thing. There's a different vibe, a different feeling in the air. So, yeah, not that it matters. I like the fall. But anyways, I digress. It is Labor Day weekend, and I have nothing planned specifically for it on this show or otherwise. Just going to do my thing. Hope you enjoy the show, though. I think it's going to be good. And that was some, what did I start the show off with? Some new UConn Blonde. Their new album is called Critical Hit. I feel like they just had a new album a little while ago, but I think it's been a few years, to be honest. That new one, that track is called Love the Way You Are from UConn Blonde. So yeah, that was UConn Blonde. Let's move right along. As you may or may not know, Paul McCartney is coming to town September 28th, I believe. Me and my wife are going to go. I'm a huge Beatles fan. Probably more of a Beatles fan than like a Paul McCartney solo fan, although he's got a lot of good stuff. And it's funny, when I was younger, I used to think McCartney, well, he's kind of my least favorite Beatle. I don't know why. I think maybe because, you know, maybe he thought he was, you know, maybe his ego. I don't know. Whatever it was. But if you actually think about it, if you think of the number of songs that you know from the Beatles, if you're a Beatles fan, you'll know that a lot of the songs were his, really. John Lennon wrote a lot, too. And it's funny, a lot of them are credited as Lennon and McCartney. But a lot of them were McCartney. He is a really good songwriter, love him or hate him. And the Beatles, there's some love or hate thing with them, too. I find there's a lot of people that hate the Beatles. But I'm a huge unabashed fan. I love the Beatles. I've loved them since I was a kid, listening to my dad's old records. So we are going to the show, so I'm looking forward to that. I haven't heard his new album yet, though. I really should give it a listen. But anyways, I digress. As he is coming, I wanted to... I've got a Beatles track coming up, written by Paul McCartney. But I'm going to play a cover song here, actually, from one of my favorite bands, the Pixies. And they covered Wild Honey Pie, which is credited as Lennon McCartney, but it's actually McCartney did everything on this track from the White Album. And this was done at the BBC for one of the Peel sessions. So this is, there might be another version of it, I think, but I'm pretty sure this is sort of the one that everybody knows. So this is the Pixies doing Wild Honey Pie. They're covering McCartney. And then right after that, we're going to play McCartney. And then I've got a lot of other stuff coming up. And if I sound sick, I still am. I don't know what's going on, some sort of nasal sinus thing. So I'll try to limit my talking, which so far I haven't been doing. So here are the Pixies doing Wild Honey Pie from the BBC Peel sessions on Drifter in the Dark, 101.5 UMFM.
please believe me.
To Drifter in the Dark on 101.5 CJUM.
Let me tell you how it's gonna be. Things are gonna change, you will see. From now on, I do as I please. No more being told what to do. From now on, I do as I please. I've had enough of being told how I should live my life. From this day on, I do what's best for me. The time has come when he's just got to go. got to go. He got to go. Oh yeah. Let me tell you how it will be. Every day, yeah, I'll be free. I'll be free to do just as I please. No more this beck and call. No more living by his rules. From now on, I take care of me. To go.
Drifter in the Dark, 101.5 UMFM. That was some Miss Ludella Black, formerly of The Head Coatees and some other bands. That was from her new album, Till You Lie in Your Grave. I played a track from it already. That's my favorite one from the album, though, Save My Soul. I love Miss Ludella Black. I'm a huge The Head Coatees fan, probably more so than The Head Coats. Although I do, The Head Coatees, well, you know, I don't want to take away from the members of the band because I think a lot of it was written by Billy Childish, But they, a lot of the members, like Holly Golightly and Miss Ludella Black, obviously kind of came into their own through that band. So I don't want to discredit them because they put a lot into it too, I think. So anyways, that was Miss Ludella Black doing her thing called Save My Soul, that track. I love it. Before that was a band called The Formula, spelled a little weird though, F-O-U-R-M-Y-U-L-A. The track called Start By Giving To Me. And from New Zealand, apparently quite popular, one of the more popular 60s bands from that era, or in that country, and from that era. I found out about them, I was reading the Wikipedia entry for the track I played before it, and from the Beatles, which was Oh Darling. And there's a little bit about how they met this band in the adjacent studio, I guess, at Abbey Road, so... Yeah, there you go. You know what? Maybe I've heard of the band. It didn't click. It was unfamiliar to me, so I thought I'd give them a spin, metaphorically speaking. And yeah, so that was The Formula. Then before that, of course, was The Beatles. Pretty much Paul McCartney. It's written by him. Oh, Darling, from Abbey Road. An album I've been listening to a lot lately. It's never been one that I didn't listen to at any point, but... I'd usually gravitate towards other Beatles albums more, but Abbey Road, I'm really getting into. There's just some good standout tracks on that album, particularly from George Harrison. But McCartney's got a lot of good stuff on there too, including Oh Darling. And the reason why I played it was I played the Pixies before it, and there's this anecdote, I guess. I've seen it on a bunch of different sites about the Pixies, and I don't know how true it is, but Black Francis apparently said he kind of learned his singing style by a neighbor requesting him to sing Oh Darling. And the interesting thing about that was I read in that little Wikipedia entry about Oh Darling that McCartney would go in day after day. I think it took like maybe 4 or 5 days and just kept singing the track over and over again to kind of get his voice a little more hoarse. He didn't want it to make it sound rough. And then I guess there was a Playboy interview with John Lennon, I think maybe in 1980. Around then, and he's quoted as saying that it's one of the great songs that McCartney wrote, but he didn't sing it very well, which I thought was kind of weird, because it sounds like McCartney was kind of going for that effect, but sounds like Lennon thought he could have done the song a little better. And actually, not when you listen to the song, it actually does sound like a Lennon song. I think it would have been good if you sang it, but whatever, it doesn't really matter. So anyways, that was the Pixies before that with Wild Honey Pie, which is a McCartney song as well. But it's given the Pixies Black Francis treatment as well. And that's from the At the BBC album that came out, I don't know, like 20 years ago now. It's from the many John Peel sessions that they did. So that's that. Yeah, and Paul McCartney is coming to town on the 28th. I'm sure the tickets are already sold out. So yeah, it should be a good show. I didn't get to see him when he was here, I think 5 years ago, and I know he was here back in 93. I remember my dad going to that. I think at the time, though, I had no real interest. But even though I liked the Beatles, I don't know why I wouldn't have gone, but whatever. All right, let's move right along because I'm yammering. I read the other day that I think it was the 28th. It was the 40th anniversary of Devo's debut album, Are We Not Men, We Are Devo. And this album is definitely in my top 10, probably in my top 5. Albums, I think. It's one I've listened to. I got into it about 20 years ago, actually, around about 97, 98. I had heard of Devo, but I had never really kind of delved into a lot of their stuff. And then I got into this album, and it's been on my any device or anything I've listened to music on for forever. CD, MP3, all that jazz. So anyway, so yeah, it is the 40th anniversary, so I thought I should play a track from the album, as it is one of my favorites, and I'm going to play Mongoloid from Are We Not Men, We Are Devo to celebrate the 40th anniversary of this landmark album. So here it is. Here's Devo on Drifter in the Dark, 101.5 UMFM.
better man. Better believe it, or maybe leave it. Feels like a vortex, all covered in Gore-Tex. Don't look at your text. I wanna be like you. Ayo, other man. There's no weapon in my hand. Dead calls, strip malls. Ayo, other guy. Feel the pride inside. My mind, I'm blind. I'm breathing, I bleed too. I'm pretty much see-through. And I got old blue. I wanna be like you.
Following music selections, adjust the volume, bass, and treble controls to suit your tastes.
This is Drifter in the Dark, broadcasting from the University of Manitoba in Winnipeg.
Thank you.
Drifter in the Dark, 101.5. UMFM, Tristan Sionic from their first album from 1994, The Sounds of Tristan Sionic, with a track called, last track, called Transmission. Before that, some more Peach Kelly Pop. I really like Peach Kelly Pop's album, Gentle Leader. That track is called Don't Push Me. That's from Mark. I think my brother Mark, he was listening to the show a couple weeks ago and heard one of the tracks from Peach Kelly Pop and really liked it. So that's for him, as well as Dumb. I believe you heard some Dumb in there as well. So Dumb was before that with a track called Romeo from their album Seeing Green, which is really good. It's one I've been listening to quite a bit on the Mint label. And then before that, we started off with some Devo and Mongoloid from their first album, Army Not Men, We Are Devo, which is now 40 years old. It's hard to believe. Came out in 1978. And I don't have a lot of time, so I won't go on and on about that. But needless to say, everyone should have that album in their collection. All right, let's move right along. There is there's another week without a Dial-A-Song track from They Might Be Giants. They're hard at work touring, and I think they finished their European tour, and they're going to be starting their Canadian tour shortly. Or they might still be in Europe. I don't know. I don't know where they are right now. But there is going to be some more Dial-A-Song tracks coming up in the next little bit, probably the next week or two, hopefully. So stay tuned for that. But I've been playing some older tracks anyways from the band in the meantime. And I'm going to play one from an album called The Spine, which came out in 2007, I believe. Or was it 2004? I could look it up. Came around. You know what? I'm not going to bother. It came out around then. Not too well received critically. It does have some standout tracks from me, though, including one that they played live quite a bit. And is one of my favorite live tracks from them. So this track is called Thunderbird from They Might Be Giants, in anticipation of their upcoming show here, October 21st at the Garrick. I think there might even be tickets available, so if there are, you should jump on that right now. But until then, here are They Might Be Giants doing Thunderbird from The Spine on Drifter in the Dark, 101.5 UMFM.
I know, I said that I would quit. All right, I promise no more after this.
I'm afraid there's no gets small and moves to might adapt to it after a while. Well, it's small and moves to might adapt to it after a while.
Topple the buildings, mountains and such. We have
have no time and we ain't in a rush. Drowning in pleasure till we drift ashore. Then we resurface and you beg for more.
Washing up on the beaches. Topple the buildings, mountains, and such. We have no time and we ain't in a rush. Drowning in pleasure till we drift ashore. Then we resurface and you beg for more.
Washing up on the beaches in your mind like treasures you can't find.
Listening to Drifter in the Dark on 101.5 CJUM.
Dancing in my underpants, I'm gonna run for government. I'm gonna form a covers band and all. Back there by the baby grand, did Mr. Winter Wonderland say, come here kid, we really need to talk. Bear with me man, I lost my train of thought. I fantasize, I call it quits. I swim with the economists, and I get to the bottom of it for good. By the time reality hits, the chimes of freedom fell to bits, the shining city on the fritz. They come out of the cracks, thirsty for blood. Just
stunning documentary that no one else unfortunately saw. Such beautiful photography, it's worth it for the opening scene. I've been driving round listening to the score. Or maybe I just imagined it all. I've played to quiet rooms like this before. Bear with me, man, I lost my train of thought.
Drifter in the Dark, 101.5 UMFM. Some new stuff from the Arctic Monkeys, from the new album Tranquility Base Hotel and Casino. The track's called One Point Perspective. Kind of a departure for the band. Kind of a quite a different sound, at least for me. I'm not a hardcore fan, and I'm not. I haven't listened to the previous albums in a little while, but to me it sounds like quite a departure. But I'm really enjoying it, actually. It's kind of nice. It's an unexpected sound for me, I guess, from them, but I'm really liking it. Before that, King Khan and Barbecue from a couple of years back with We Are the Ocean, and Barbecue, Mark Salton should be in town. I think he's in town September 28th, which is actually the same day that McCartney is, so some conflicts there show-wise, although I'm imagining fans from both are not going to be into the other, but I could be wrong. Before that, some Michael Rault, another new track from him. I'm loving this album, too. It's a New Day Tonight, and the track's called Oh Clever Boy. Before that, Octagonally Yours, Rob Crow, he's back. Formerly of Pinback and many other projects. He's the artist in residence at I think Joyful Noise, releasing a lot of music throughout the year. And one of them, one of the features is a new Octagonally Yours album, and it's called. If you don't know about Octagonally Yours, look it up. Maybe I'll get into it in another show. We don't have a lot of time. The new album though is called OY in Hi-Fi, and that track's called How Do You Feel. So yeah, glad that Octagonally Yours has some new, slightly. It's kind of new. It's technically older stuff that's being re-released, but or released for the first time. But the new album is called OY and Hi-Fi, so check it out. And then before that was They Might Be Giants with Thunderbird from The Spine. And they, of course, will be in town on October 21st, and I am really looking forward to that. Been a long-time fan, so that's going to be good. Okay, I'm done. I'm going to shut up now because we got to go. Before we go, though, I'll leave you with the email address, drifter@umfm.com. You can find me on Twitter as well, @drifterumfm, and as well on Facebook. You can like me on there. You'd like the show, rather. And there'll be links to the podcast, so this show and the past few shows should be up as well. You can find that online as well, too, at umfm.com. So click on podcast there. You can download it as well. So that is it. I'm going to leave you with a new track, kind of, from the Kinks. It's actually from 1968. They're re-releasing the Village Green Preservation Society, the 50th anniversary of it. There's a re-release in October, and this is sort of an unreleased track, although it's been released in bootlegs and stuff. But this is one that that they put out now in honor, or in celebration anyways, of the 50th anniversary of that album. And this song is called Time Song. So this is a nice little short one from the Kinks, who are one of my favorite British invasion bands. And yeah, I think that's all I have time for. So my name is Paul McAvoy. Thank you for tuning in. Keep it locked to the station, and I'll be back with you next week. Until then, here are the Kinks doing Time Song on Drifter in the Dark, 101.5 UMFM.
Time lives our lives with us, walks side by side with us. Time is so far from us, but time is among us. Time is ahead of us, above and below us. Is standing beside us and looking down on us. When we were young and our bodies were strong, we thought we'd sail into sunsets when our time came along. Now that we're nearing the end of the line, time has changed, time will heal, time will mend and conceal. In the end, everything will be fine. And if we concentrate, time will heal all the hate, all in good time. We go on generally wasting our time. Suddenly it's too late. Time has come and can't wait. There's no more time. We go on drifting on, dreaming dreams, telling lies, generally wasting our time. Suddenly it's too late. Time has come and can't wait. There's no more.
Mark, that is a good one.